broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
To get to this point and resign after saying he would not resign?
I'm not a witch. I'm nothing you've heard.
It's about the power to the people!
Aren't I brilliant?
Crap.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. It's a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. This is the overnight radio's answer to everything. Everything you've ever wished and wanted. We go places where other talk shows can't go. They might want to, but can't go. Where truth is our bitch. Next hour, we'll have Robert and Bob in our news hour. Robert and Bud in our news hour, and maybe Bob. And where this hour, Art Griego joins us to talk about Sully, Captain Sullenberger, and a movie that is now being planned on the life of this very remarkable man. Captain Sullenberger, you know, the man who landed that aircraft, the commuter jet, the passenger jet, U.S. Airways flight, in the Hudson River with no injuries, no fatalities, and really a remarkable feat in the annals of, I would imagine, I don't know, I'm not being a pilot, but pilots probably must be talking about it to this day. In our affiliate spotlight tonight, Cincinnati, WQRT, 1160 AM, great people in Cincinnati, and brand new in Utica, New York, WUTI, 1150 AM. And I was on the air in Utica 35 years ago, and we'll talk about that one, too. Just, I can't believe, I don't think in over 10 years of being on the air nationally, we've ever been on the air in Utica. I mean, Buffalo, Syracuse, yeah, not Utica. 877-876-PHIL. That's the Mohawk Valley, man. 877-876-PHIL is our number. And don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. And that is where you get a backstage pass for live streaming video of our show, live streaming audio of our show. You can take this show mobile on your Evo or on your Android phone. And if you have an iPhone, soon we will have on-demand video available as well. It's just one of those things, you know, how Apple and like that. But it'll be very cool. 877-876-PHIL. So Captain Sully lands in Hollywood. Film rights of his book have been optioned. It's a big, big story. We're bringing on the line with us tonight a man who knows a little bit about piloting aircraft, Art Griego, who is at Santa Monica Airport this evening. And Art, thanks for joining us.
It's always a pleasure, Phil, and congratulations on the growth of your show and the excellence of your show. We enjoy it very much.
Thank you. You're very, very kind, Art. The Kennedy Marshall Company and Flashlight Films will fly. This is from Pamela McClintock in Variety, by the way, as well as our own Jason Rance. Will fly with Captain Chesley Sully Sullenberger, optioning the film rights to the heroic pilot's memoir, recounting how he ditched U.S. Airways Flight 1549 in the Hudson River. No studio is yet attached. But this is the company, I guess, that will produce and will distribute, and so they just need an actual physical plant. Sullenberger penned Highest Duty, My Search for What Really Matters, with co-writer Jeffrey Zaslow. Sullenberger and his wife, Lori, will serve as consultants on the film, which could be a theatrical feature or a television movie. It's been nearly a year since William Morrow published Highest Duty. Other parties had approached Sullenberger, but he was leery about optioning the rights. That changed when he met Harrison Ford at an aviation event. Ford, who is not attached to the project, is, however, a licensed pilot. Sullenberger asked Ford's advice, and he recommended Marshall and Kennedy as a go-to producing team. Ford has longtime ties to the pair, who produced the Indiana Jones franchise. That's a pretty impressive group, huh?
Well, I don't know anything about the movie business. Anything more probably than Chesley Sullenberger, but Harrison Ford sounds like the real deal.
So what, in your looking at this, you know, I was talking about how pilots must be looking at the actual landing of this aircraft, and I don't know if we ever talked about this with you, Art, a landing of this aircraft at the Hudson River. What are the odds of something like that happening as safely?
Well, I wanted to say, first of all, Phil, congratulations to Sully on the great and well-deserved accolades that he received when he did land this aircraft in January of 2009 safely. That is the number one consideration for any pilot, to make sure that people on your flight are safe. and to make sure that they get from their point of origination to their destination safely. He did not get them to their destination, but I'll tell you what, with a malfunction like that, where you have a bird flying into the turbine and you have an engine shutting down, and you suddenly need to bring that plane down, what he did was, it was a great thing. Now, I would give him all the accolades. You asked me about a film about it, and I'm going to be very honest. I don't know that it quite rates a movie.
Really? Why?
Well, it's something that you need to talk to anybody who is a novice at flying. We'll look at what Captain Sullenberger did, and they'll say, that's amazing. And it is, because of the fact that he saved so many lives. If he did it and he was the only one on the plane, I would say that's sort of a part of what we do. What he did, Phil, is not that remarkable. You can, at that altitude, especially since the plane has not reached full power, you can bring it down in almost a glider fashion and set it down very nicely because you haven't reached full power. You haven't brought it from a very high altitude.
My understanding, and I don't know anything about it, so please, Art, is that the fact that it was such a... that he had to make so many fast decisions... You know,
he made, I heard him saying, you know, Jersey, no, and then I got to put it down in the river. I think he decided he was going to put it in the river, much, much sooner than I think he'd already decided. And I think he made it sound as if, it was going to be a real quick decision.
Well, what do you mean he made it sound that way?
Well, I think it adds a little bit. Keep in mind that this is a man, Captain Sullenberger, from what I understand, he's a guy that does motivation. He was advertising himself as a consultant, motivational speaker, and so forth. So I think he knows how to brand himself and get himself out there.
You're not saying that as he was bringing this plane... Let me ask you a question. Could you have done this?
Oh, could I have done...
Let me ask you that. Have you ever done this?
Have I done what?
Have you landed an aircraft like this in a river, on a body of water?
I have not.
Well then, all right. So,
but Phil, I haven't done it, but there's no doubt in my mind I could do it. I think any pilot that thinks he's a good, well, even if you're just, if you're a pilot and you're well-trained.
But you've never done it.
It doesn't. You're talking about what Sullenberger did.
Yeah, what Captain Sullenberger did was land this large commercial jet in the Hudson River after he'd lost his engines and had to bring this plane down safely. He had 155 people.
Phil, I know the story, Phil.
All right, but you say you've never done this.
I have never done it, but I have no doubt. Let me say something. I've got no doubt in my mind I could do that. There's no doubt in my mind I could do it.
Well, isn't that a little easy to say?
No, it is not easy to say. It's not easy to say unless you know for a fact you could do it. I could do that. And so when I heard about the book, I thought the book is a great way to expose people to the profession of being a commercial aircraft pilot. When I heard about this movie, I had to, in my mind, I felt that I had to come on your program, Phil, and call a spade a spade, and put a little reality. I think Captain Sullenberger is a remarkable guy, but I could have done that.
It reminds me a little bit. If you don't mind me saying this, Art, when Glenn Beck did the big rally, and he had like a 500,000 people to say, and then I heard Ed Schultz come on and say, "Well, I could have done that." Well.
No, it's not the same thing at all, Phil. First of all, I admire Glenn. That's not the same thing at all. You're comparing me to Ed Schultz?
No, but I'm just saying it's easy. Isn't it easy for a guy to say?
I think that Ed Schultz is dreaming. I would rather be identified with Glenn Beck, and I think I don't know anything about Ed Schultz. He doesn't look like he could do what Glenn Beck did. But I can tell you right now what Sullenberger did, I could do. And doing a movie about something that a lot of guys could do, I think it's a little, and I'm going to use a word that I probably, I hope you don't misunderstand. I think it's a little dishonest.
Why?
Well, I think they're making it out to be something really remarkable, when in point of fact, if, you know, I could do it.
But again, you've never done it.
You keep bringing that.
No, but I'm just saying. I look at. Let me say for the sake of argument here, that you could do it.
No, this is not, Phil. You're not a pilot. You don't understand what I'm saying. I'm saying I look at that maneuver, and I'm almost laughing to myself when I hear people say, "Oh, you know, isn't it great?"
Why didn't you say something sooner? And why didn't other pilots say something?
Because we felt it was a good bit of promotion for commercial aviation, that a pilot such as Captain Sullenberger would get due recognition for a nice piece of flying. But now that it's going to a movie, now that he is talking to Harrison Ford, and I don't know what else he's done, I guess he's being invited over to his house. You might have information on that. I don't have that. All of a sudden, he's not a commercial pilot anymore. He's a, is he a movie star? Is that what he is?
All right, hold on. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show I have on the line here, Art Griego. 877-876-PHIL. If I'm getting you right, Art, basically what you're saying is what Captain Sullenberger did wasn't all that remarkable.
No, it was remarkable in that it was good flying. But I didn't see him doing anything that day that I couldn't do.
Landing that aircraft in the Hudson River with 155 people on board.
I've heard you already say it, Phil, and I've read the story.
You could have done that.
Yes, I could have done it. I'm certain I could have done it. I'm certain. I think a lot of pilots could do it. I do think I'm a very good pilot. And in many ways, I think that I'm a better pilot than Sullenberger, only because I got out of flying for, you know, U.S. Airways. I mean, and I got into my own business. So it's like the equivalent of giving a doctor a movie after he successfully put a cast on a broken arm. All doctors can do it. And similarly, a pilot like me could easily land that plane in similar circumstances. So let me ask you this then, Phil. Do I get to have a movie?
Well, I mean, you're going to have...
No, not seriously, do I? Where's my movie?
Because we haven't seen you do that yet.
But I can do it. I know how to do it.
Well, then why don't you get a plane and land it on, you know...
You know that they're not going to let me do that, because the FAA is not going to allow me to take 155 people and land them in a river so that I can have some of the good things in life like Sullenberger gets. They won't allow that. Sullenberger got his moment, but there are hundreds of pilots like me that will never have their moment. We'll never get our moment because the FAA won't let us.
Well, I don't know what the FAA's got to do with it. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking to Art Griego about Captain Sullenberger and a movie based upon his book, Highest Duty, My Search for What Really Matters, and certainly a part of that memoir is his landing U.S. Airways Flight 1549 in the Hudson River in January of 2009. A maneuver, a landing that Art Griego says he could have done. In fact, most pilots who are any good could have done that, but where's his movie? 877-876-PHIL. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, back with more from Art Griego, and we'll take some of your calls as well here tonight.
Phil Hendry.
Where do I meet Harrison Ford?
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back. Here with me is Art Griego as we talk about the forthcoming film based upon Captain Chesley, is his name. They called him Chelsea. Chesley Sullenberger's landing of that aircraft in the Hudson River, the U.S. Airways flight. And I, before we take some phone calls, Art, you're now saying that this movie is almost a scam?
No, you're not going to get me to say it's a scam. I'm saying to you that the movie is, for those of us who could have done that, it could have been me, It's a little much for me to sit here and nurse a drink in the morning and look at Sullenberger. You know, I've had my ups and my downs. But one thing that I've never done, Phil, is I've never flown into a flock of geese. But because I've never done that, because I have never piloted my aircraft through wildlife like that, I don't get to have a movie. He does. And I think that that is good. I think Sully is a great pilot, but I think to say that I couldn't, you know, that that was somehow... And let me give an example, if you could...
All right, this is a tape?
Yes, it is.
Of what?
We're avoiding, coming out of San Diego Lindbergh Field, this was 5 years ago, avoiding a flock of geese. Roger, get out.
Winnebago.
Winnebago out, over. All right, I got a on radar.
All right.
Starboard. Thank God I'm flying this airplane. Thank God for me.
Man, I can...
All right, Phil, that's just a piece of it. And
I heard you saying something like, thank God I'm flying this aircraft.
Yeah, because a good pilot like me, you don't want to have a guy that's only got a year in, and you take it out of Lindbergh Field or you take it out of Kennedy, and you fly it right into a group of geese, and you've got a kid that's only been a year at the wheel, and he just got an animal sucked into the turbine. I'd rather shoot myself before I leave the house in the morning.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. I'm going to go to some phone calls here for Art Griego as we talk about Captain Sullenberger's forthcoming movie. Brian, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I don't know if the whole thing merits a movie, but you know what? The man is still a hero. He had the presence of mind to do what was necessary at the time to get everybody in the water, if not on the ground, and keep them all safe. And he was the last man off the plane, Fred.
Well, you're supposed to do that, sir. As the captain, you do not leave the craft until everyone's safe.
Right.
That's pretty by the book.
He did his duty.
And okay.
He had been a military pilot before, correct? So
I do not know his background. It might very well be that he was, but the point I think is I could have done that. But I'll never get the chance because I apparently did something wrong when I didn't fly into a bunch of birds.
Well,
had I known, you know,
he did what he did was what he thought was right.
Right.
That's,
I mean, the,
he had the presence.
I agree.
He had the presence of mind to do what he did with a limited number of options, and I think that's
he had the presence of mind to fly into a bird. And then the presence of mind to what? Land it in a river?
No, that's not what we're saying. He had the presence of mind... Go ahead, Brian.
Oh, he landed it in a river because he had no other choice.
Can you hear...
I'm not a pilot myself.
Did you hear the tape of me avoiding the geese over Lindbergh Field I just played?
Pardon?
That was me avoiding... You didn't hear that tape I just played? I played a tape of me avoiding probably close to 600 geese over Lindbergh Field. Now, is anyone going to play that on the news? No. Is anyone going to make a book about me? No.
No. I don't know if it deserves a movie, and I don't know if he wants the made a
right.
movie.
Right. Does he want the attention?
He just says that him and his wife are going to be consultants. And let me tell you about that wife thing.
Maybe he does,
right.
Maybe he doesn't. I don't know that.
All right, Brian. Thank you for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL. What were you going to say?
Well, he's got his wife involved in it, and that's going to be nothing but... That's a heartache waiting to happen because it's him. He knows what... Now his wife is, hey, Sully, you know, I want to, you know, get me involved. Get me involved because she wants to meet Harrison Ford. So, you know, good luck to him. I'm going to play this one more time, Phil, because I don't think people appreciate...
Yeah, look at
starboard side. Starboard side. I run into those, they're going to get sucked into the turbine, and then I'm going to have to land this in the Pacific Ocean. You want to do that? That's it, Phil.
All right, we'll be back with Art Griego on the Captain Sullenberger movie. 877-876-PHIL. What Sully did wasn't that big of a deal? Find out.
Phil Hendry.
Roger.
This is the world-famous Bill Hendry Show.
Playing that tape again.
All right, we're back on the air, though. Art, 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. As we talk about Captain Sullenberger, Sully Sullenberger, the country really was admiring this man, still does. And I think it's because, as that other caller indicated, Art, a man that could do his job. You know, we live in a day and age.
No, there's no question.
I mean, but we live in a day and age of recession, of people doing that they have thrust in. I'm not talking the average man. I mean people at the high levels doing their work so badly they've thrust this country into this these recessionary times. Nobody seems to know their job. Nobody seems to know how to do anything right anymore. And along comes a guy who, you know, saves the lives of 155 people with a really great piece of flying.
Absolutely. Well, I don't disagree with any of what you've... Does it warrant a movie... When I could have done that easily. In fact, when I heard about Captain Sullenberger, you know, I listened to the tapes, he sounded a little nervous. And you heard me on that tape. If I could play it again, Phil.
Well, we've played it twice.
Well, I just, one more time, listen to how calm I am as I... Running on... Yeah, birds. No, it's starboard side bird. Starboard side bird. I get collision alarm. Collision alarm. And up and over. Thank you. No sweat. Now you can hear how calm I was there.
I don't know what you're doing there.
I'm flying over. I didn't run right through the flock of birds. I went over them. Because I didn't want to stall my engine. Because I didn't want to have to land it in the Pacific Ocean. If I were Sullenberger, I would have flown right through the birds, stalled the engine, landed it in the Pacific Ocean, all the while practicing my speech.
Oh, come on, man.
Well, I mean, sometimes you wonder. You know,
that is patently unfair and insulting to say that.
I'm saying, sometimes you wonder.
877-876-PHIL, and let's go to a phone call. We have Randy in Temecula, California. Randy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Art Griego. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Art, could I ask you
yes,
a question?
Sir.
How long you been a pilot?
Yes, sir. Oh, well, 27 years.
And how long has Sullenberg been a pilot?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you're not quite sure. Could I ask you a question? Do you think that...
Well, I think... I don't think for very long. I don't think...
Yes, he was. He was in the Air Force in the 70s.
Okay. Could I ask you a question?
Well, that's not a pilot.
Okay.
That's an Air Force pilot, and that's not the same thing.
All right. The gentleman... Go ahead, sir.
Could I ask you a question? So, I heard your tape about how you missed the geese, and you did a good job.
Yes, sir.
But did Sullenberg have enough time to miss those geese?
I think he did, yeah. I think when you look out the window and you see geese, you can go, wow, there's geese, and fly, you know...
Well,
right, but it wasn't like a sudden attack on him at the last minute. He couldn't maneuver the plane, right? Or could he have? I mean, is there evidence that he could have?
A sudden attack?
Situation?
I believe that had I been flying the plane, yes, they could have been avoided.
If you were flying the plane, but what if the situation presented itself where he couldn't avoid the geese and he had to do what
he
had to
do?
Well,
you're flying the aircraft, and there are birds that don't fly as fast as you. They fly slow, and they're stupid.
Okay.
You're a man. That's a bird. That's number one. Number two, you're an aircraft. It's a goose. It's a geese. And so...
Are you envious of what he did? Do you wish it was that was getting the spotlight?
Sir, that's a little childish.
No, it's a fair question.
It's a fair question. You're saying that you could have done this, and that he's getting recognition, and that you could have done it. So that sounds like somebody who is envious of somebody.
You asked me about the geese.
Right, now I'm going on to a different question.
Oh, okay. All right. I was going to say, I don't see how...
You're sounding... I mean, on the radio, no offense to you. You're probably a great pilot. That's why I asked how many years, 26 years. That's great. But...
Thank you.
You know, but to say that anybody could have done it is yet to be seen, and it presented himself, and he did it correctly.
That's a very good point. Randy's making a good point. When in the history of aerospace... has a commercial plane landed in a river in a major metropolitan area, a potentially crowded airspace with that many passengers? When has a pilot done that?
You know, Phil, you know, when in the history of aerospace, you know, you sound like you know you and this gentleman, and I'm sure he's a nice guy. Both of you guys are pretending like you're pilots or something. Is that
no,
it?
No, what I'm saying is we're not.
No, I'm not pretending
like
I'm a pilot.
Of the attention the man's got. I work in Hollywood. I make movies for a living.
Uh-huh.
And to make a movie about this man, I do a lot of television.
Well, my question is, why would a guy... Well, see, that's just it. Is he going to do a TV movie or is he doing a regular movie?
What difference does it make?
About his movie. What I do is I work with Arnold Schwarzenegger on movies he did in life, and I work with Jim Belushi on his... He just did a new movie, TV show called Defenders. I don't want to, prop anybody. But what I'm telling you is... Is that
I would think he'd want to do a regular movie instead of a TV movie, only because the TV movie thing has already played out, isn't it?
Well, we're not talking about that right now. We're asking, the gentleman's asking the question, are you envious of Captain Sullenberger?
Envious of what?
Envious? He's going on Good Morning America. He's been on every talk show. He's made money. He's been on talking tours. Maybe his wife shouldn't be involved, but... Well, that's her hang up.
That's what I mean. That part is really hard to take the wife button in.
Okay, let's wipe the wife out. Let's just ignore the wife. Let's talk about Sullenberger, the man who did his job. His wife wasn't on the plane. She didn't tell him what to do. So what I'm asking you is, do you wish you were the person that was on Good Morning America? Do you wish you were the person that got the book deal?
Can I just say one thing? I just want to say one thing. The wife horning in is it really pisses me off.
All right, we got that.
Your question is what? If it was in your hands,
if you landed that plane, would you want to went on a world national tour and been on every talk show and got all the amenities that he got the money, the book deals, the movie deals? Would you have accepted all that, or would you have turned it down?
I
was just doing my job.
I would have said the following thing.
Okay.
You guys are giving me, you recognize that what you're giving me is, I would have taken it. I would have taken it.
Would you have taken it, and would you have pointed out that any pilot could have done it?
No, I would have pointed out that I would have said this. I usually miss those birds, but today I hit the birds, and you people think it's a big deal. Great. You want to start... kissing it up one side and down the next.
Hey, let me tell you something. You're a pilot,
you know what I mean?
and you're probably a great pilot, but I play professional baseball, and I didn't make it to the major
league. I thought you made movies.
Not everybody...
You said you made movies. What do you mean you're in baseball? You said you're in movies.
One of my friends that played beside me made it to the San Diego Padres. He was younger than me. He made it, and I didn't. I was better than him. I wasn't envious of him. He was asking me, why aren't you here, and why am I there? And I go, because you did better than I did. So what I'm trying to tell you is, don't be envious of somebody else.
I'm not envious. I have a problem with the fact that because I don't run my aircraft into birds, Some other guy is going to get to meet Harrison Ford, you know, and his wife. I will say this, because I don't run my plane into birds, my wife isn't going to be there bothering me making a movie, but...
Well, the wife is out of the equation. Let's get the wife out of this.
But because I don't run into birds, I'm not going to be in a movie, you see.
Okay, so you would turn down...
Hey, Randy, Randy, thank you. I mean, I think you made some very good points. You know,
no, Randy didn't make any. Randy's a nice guy, but he didn't make any good points.
Yes, he did. He asked him specifically, "Are you jealous?"
Of what? Jealous of what? What that guy did, anybody could do. Well, not anybody, but I could have.
Yeah, but you haven't done it, and you haven't given me an example of any time that. Thank you, Randy, for your call. Any time it's ever been done.
What?
When has it ever happened that an aircraft, a commercial aircraft, the size of the weight, whatever, landed in a river like that in a New York City, for God's sake?
They land. Excuse me, have you heard of the Spruce Goose? Thank you.
The Spruce Goose is a watercraft. It's an aircraft designed to land in water.
You asked me about a plane that size.
You know what I'm talking about, a commercial aircraft.
The Spruce Goose circled Long Beach and landed in the water with Howard Hughes. And guess what? It was made out of wood, not metal. So that Sullenberger can, you know, if it had been me, I would have said, this is made out of metal, not wood. Let's hear it. Let's, you know, one for Howard Hughes. And then I would have strolled off the wing of the plane into the rescue craft and kept my mouth shut.
In other words, once the plane landed, you'd be out on the wing saying, and by the way, this was made out of metal, not wood. Let's hear it for Howard Hughes.
In a manner of speaking, yeah.
877-876-PHIL. Here is Anchorage, Alaska with Alan. Go ahead, Alan. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
What bothers me, Phil, about this whole conversation is it's a questioning of our heroes, because that's what it boils down to. And what your gentleman Art there is saying is that anyone could do that. Well, that's the case in a lot of situations. Matter of fact, we honor heroes every day.
I could have done it.
Yeah, I know. Okay, Art, but listen, in the military, we give a thing called the Congressional Medal of Honor for those people who prepare for the worst, and then when they're presented with the opportunity, they step up to the plate and they perform exceptionally. They're our heroes. They're the Congressional Medal of Honor winners. And Sullenberger,
I'm glad you brought that up.
was given the exact same opportunity. And although many pilots out there could have done this, they didn't do it. Sullenberger.
I'll give an example. There's a guy that won a Congressional Medal of Honor. I'll give you an example. Guy who held off a company of Japanese on Guadalcanal with one machine gun, Mitchell Page. All right. Could I have done that? Yes, of course I could have done it. But I wasn't there.
Could you? Wait. How do you know?
What do you mean, how do I know? You say, is it possible that I could have held off a company of Japanese with a machine gun?
I don't know, is it?
You're saying I couldn't do it?
Well, then I guess I could.
I'm not saying you could. I'm saying I could have.
You know what? This is what the man's saying. Now you're calling yourself Mitchell Page. A minute ago, you were Mr. Sullenberger, you know.
No, I didn't say that I'm Mitchell Page. But you ask me...
You're saying all this great stuff. Let me ask you something. Could you have invented the vaccine for polio?
I could have.
You could have invented the vaccine for polio, too. Okay, Alan, anything else?
Wait, okay, now I get it. Now you guys think I'm crazy, because I can hear it the way that man snickered. No?
Hey, you know, the last thing is if there's any question at all about the heroism of Captain Sullenberger, it's unfortunate it's coming from someone in his own profession. Because
exactly.
I'll tell you what, we would cherish every chance we get to celebrate our professionals in the military, and I would assume the same professional courtesies and the professional relationships in yours, and I can obviously see it's not there.
Well, I think you guys, you know, all I'm saying is, why don't I get to meet Harrison? Never mind.
Oh, it's about meeting Harrison Ford. Thank you very much, Alan, for your call. 877-876-PHIL.
You sound all disgusted. Like, man, thank God, Alan, for your call. Are you saying, in other words...
I am a little disgusted.
Because
you don't get to meet Harrison Ford because why? Because you didn't do this.
Because I didn't... When are you going to hear me? I didn't fly my plane into a goose.
Well, Sullenberger didn't do it on purpose.
I played the tape. I'll play it again. Here I am as I'm flying through the... Where's the sound effect?
Oh, where's the sound effects?
No. What I...
877-876-PHIL. Let's take a break. This guy's dumbing up. What is he doing? Dumbing up flying past geese to show what a hero he is? 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
All right.
You're listening to a phone call here. Phil Hendry Show.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL, and I know that Art is out of Santa Monica Airport now, and we'll do a demonstration for us here in a second, but let's get to a phone call. We have Ken in Portland, Oregon. Go ahead, Ken. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, my name's Ken. I'm a graduate from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University.
Yes, sir.
And if Art says, I don't know what kind of pilot are, but you said, mentioned something about commercial or something, but I'm not a commercial pilot, but you should, if you're a commercial pilot, you should know that when Sully was taken off, he was either in VX speed or VY speed taken off from the airport, so therefore he couldn't maneuver to avoid the geese.
That's true. But he could regulate the time of departure off the runway if he saw, you know, that's a wildlife. They've got geese coming in and out of there. If he saw the geese in the treetops ready to do what they do, which is mess with the pilot.
Hey, time out. They test those engines. They actually have frozen chickens that go through the engines when they test them, like the big Rolls Royces. And he didn't just hit one geese.
What are you talking about? What do you mean they test it with frozen chickens?
They actually shoot them. They shoot them through the engines to see if the fan blades pulled up, and the compressors and all that. And then also, And then you should also know that when you get into emergency and you have engine failure, you do the ABC. A stands for airspeed, so you get your best airspeed when you lose the engine, so you don't stall out. B is the best place to land, and he was over, New York, and he can't, there's all buildings and stuff there. And so the best place to land, you want to avoid population. And C is communicate. So A, B, C. And I don't understand why you don't know that.
I mean, I'm sure they give you guys all kinds of little flashcards with ABC on it. I've been flying for 27 years. You know? I mean, I don't know about that.
Well, then I'm not going to write it on my hand.
I come from the old school. I'm from the old school, which is basically this. You know, get that plane on the ground any way you can, even if it's on fire, even if you're losing passengers.
And that's what he did. And the lucky part was he made a smooth landing on the river, and it didn't avoid anyone extra. I mean, it was a little too smooth.
You know, let me ask you something. You're a pilot. A little too smooth, wouldn't you say?
A little what?
I would. A little too smooth. Let me just land this on the river. Let's land this on the river. Oh, look at that. Nobody died. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that suspicious? Isn't that suspicious?
Oh, come on. Is everything a conspiracy?
No.
Is everything some, you know...
I find it very interesting that Sullenberger's, he made it sound like he was right out of a movie, you know. Yeah,
oh,
Roger.
No.
Mm.
Trust me. He was Captain Cool. If there was a piece of coal in his... He was sweating. I said
that
if there was a piece of coal up his butt, it would have been a diamond, but he's got to keep all his passengers calm, because he's the captain of the ship, you know?
I don't know what comic books you read to get into your flight school, but you're giving me a whole lot of fairy tales. Boy, you ought to write for these dime store detective novels. You really ought to.
All right, look, I think I understand what Ken's saying. Thank you very much, Ken. What is it that you're demonstrating?
I'm out for Santa Monica, probably about 10,000 feet. And I'm looking for a flock of any kind of a... Now, I'm going to show you what happens when we get in front of a goose. And what are you doing? I don't think, right? Yeah, I'll take one.
What are you in?
An airplane?
No, but what kind?
A Learjet.
All right. Ah, right there. About 10 o'clock here on my port side. All right, I'm going to vector in. Now, okay, good. This is exactly what I expected, Phil. They're not moving. Now, this is what you do when they don't move, and you do not have the time to get out of the way. All right, here we go. Yeah, nice. Nice shooting. All right, now what did I do? I hung a gun at the side of the...
Okay, thank you very much for that.
What do you do?
What do you think I did? First of all, the guy was dummying up phone calls about how he was flying. Now he's shooting geese out of the air. What's he in, some kind of a fighter aircraft? Anyway, 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil. What is it?
There. Yeah, it's all direct hits, and you call me a liar. And Sullenberger gets the movie.
Phil Henry.